This is Truth Matters Daily Devotion with Dr. Cheryl Davis. Truth Matters is a ministry of the Truth Project, whose mission is to empower men and women in the Christian faith to teach biblical truth in the culture and the marketplace of ideas, using the Bible as a sacred trust of truth in sharing the message of Jesus. Learn more about the ministry of the Truth Project at www.projecttruthmatters.com. Today, Dr. Davis gives us details about the seventh trumpet.
Let's get into the scriptures of Revelation chapter 11, verses 15 through 19. We get to the seventh trumpet where the kingdom is proclaimed. When the seventh angel sounded, and there were loud voices in heaven saying, "The kingdoms of this world have become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever." And the 24 elders who sat before God on their thrones fell on their faces and worshiped God, saying, "We give you thanks, O Lord God Almighty, the one who is and who was and who is to come, because you have taken your great power and reigned. The nations were angry, and your wrath has come. And the time of the dead, that they should be judged, and that you should reward your servants, the prophets and the saints, and those who fear your name, small and great, and shall destroy those who destroy the earth." Then the temple of God was opened in heaven, and the ark of his covenant was seen in his temple. There were lightnings, noises, thunderings, an earthquake, and great hail. So we know that we began with seven seals that opened the title deed to the earth. And there was an interlude between the sixth and seventh seal, and we remember that. That was when we discussed the 144,000. The seventh seal opened up a series of trumpet judgments, which we have just sounded the last trumpet judgment. And notice when the seventh angel sounds the trumpet, he says a very key verse that is prophetic. "The kingdoms of this world have become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever." This is key because we know that currently Satan is the prince of the air, but he is on a leash. But here he is announcing that Christ is regaining control and that Satan is being defeated. And we're going to see the bowl judgments come after this, where these bowl judgments are really severe. We're going to see the destruction of the earth. But there goes in chapters 12 and 13 and 14 before the bowl judgments start. These are chapters of symbolism that we're going to get into. But this is a key point in the transition to the great tribulation, where the seventh trumpet is sounded and the kingdoms of this world have become the kingdoms of our Lord and Jesus Christ. And we see the 24 elders who sat before God, and we know that this represents the church. And they fell on their faces and worshiped God, and they're giving thanks because of who he is and talking about his eternal nature as who he was and who is to come. "You have taken great power and reigned," but they are looking for their reward. It's the reward of the church. Also, we'll see the martyrs rewarded later. "As you reward your servants, the prophets and the saints, those who fear your name, small and great." And really, Jesus Christ is going to come back and reign and take his rightful inheritance. However, he's going to destroy those who destroy the earth. And here we see heaven opened again. The temple of God was opened in heaven, and the Ark of the Covenant was seen in his temple. And it first appears, if you remember, it was lost in the Old Testament. But here we see the Ark of the Covenant, and we see it in heaven. And there were lightnings, noises, thunderings, and an earthquake, and great hail. All these are symbols of judgment, in which judgment will come from the throne of God. But we know that this judgment is righteous. We know that it is just. So in the next few chapters, 12, 13, and 14, we will get into the symbolism of the woman, the child, and the dragon. So I thank you for listening. And until next time, this has been Truth Matters.
You've been listening to Truth Matters with Dr. Cheryl Davis. Truth Matters is a ministry of the Truth Project, a North Carolina-based ministry dedicated to teaching biblical truth and sound theology to those inside and outside of the church. If you'd like to listen to these messages on demand, go to projecttruthmatters.com and click on the podcast link. Dr. Davis is also available to speak to your ministry group or church function. She can be reached by email at CherylDavis@ProjectTruthMatters.com. Or if you'd like to send a letter, the address is Project Truth Matters, Post Office Box 159, St. Paul's, North Carolina, 28384. You can hear Truth Matters weekdays on this radio station at 8:20 a.m. and 5:20 p.m. with a full-length teaching program on Saturday afternoon at 12:30. Until next time, let's all work together to teach of biblical truth, to assist, equip, edify, and encourage one another, and bring the gospel to the world, because truth matters.